Hello and welcome. This is Sasha Sabbath of EntrepreneurSoulCoach.com and EntrepreneurSoulCoach.com/membership.html, and that M in membership is capitalized. Welcome to the Soul Purpose Success Tip Series. Today's tip is from a series of excerpts that have been taken from a free training that I offered entitled Bring Heaven to Earth Through Your Soul Purpose Success. To give you an overview of where we've been so far, part one was the introduction. It was an overview, giving you some questions to ask yourself that would help you start an inquiry within regarding your soul purpose, regarding how you're living your soul purpose, and regarding different ways that you can take a deeper dive into really appreciating where you've been, where you're going, and your impact on others. Part number two was a discussion on destiny with questions for you to, again, go within and really examine what is your sense of destiny and how is that playing out in your world. Part number three was about the impactor factors, those influences that have impacted you from the very beginning of your birth, and how those influences have brought you to the magnificent, unique, so talented, so gifted individual that you are today, and what can you do with that to monetize for your business, as well as to become even more conscious of your value in your community. Part four is about energy management, what that means, why it's important, and what you can do to start becoming more heightened in your awareness of navigating your auric field. Then we had part number five of the series, which is all about intuition. Intuition is indeed a critical conduit between our higher realms and our human self, through which we connect with our higher self, our soul, our spirit guides and angels, and all other impressions that we could classify as coming from our highest spiritual realm. Today's tip is our pillar number six, inner peace, and I will be discussing the vital importance of having inner peace as your choice and your intention, and then experiencing the benefits of those energies regardless of what's going on in your outer world or what you are experiencing in your inner world of physical sensations, emotional, mental, spiritual kinds of realities.
The final component that I'm going to offer in this call is that of inner peace, the need for inner peace. And I have to tell you, I personally have had some intense growth period things happen to me, and my students and my clients know this. And if it weren't for my commitment to accessing a sense of inner peace and centeredness no matter what, it would have been a lot more taxing on me to go through the growth pattern that I needed to go through for my life lesson. Now, inner peace is composed of a few factors. One is simply to choose it, believe it or not, to just simply say, I choose inner peace. The other component of inner peace is to make changes, to actually evaluate how and what needs to be deleted from your life and what and how needs to be added to your life so that it is conducive to greater inner peace. When there is this function of inner peace, calm, centeredness, no matter what is going on in the outer world, even, and this is going to sound very strange, but just trust that a part of your wisdom knows exactly what I'm about to say. Even being able to accomplish a state of inner peace in the midst of inner turmoil. You could be in physical pain. You could be in emotional pain. You can be having an allergic reaction to something. Something that is completely independent of the outer world and more dependent on your own inner creation. To be able to access a state of inner peace in the throes of that takes great mastery. However, it can be done, and I am encouraging you that it do be done, that you do learn, study, discipline, work with me, do whatever it takes for you to get really good at getting into this zone no matter what is occurring. Why? Because we'll go back to the purpose of this call. Bring heaven to earth through your soul purpose success. Your soul purpose success includes you being as sensitive, as aligned, as responsive to, and as in reception to your soul energy transmissions. The more peaceful you are, the easier it is for you to read, receive, and integrate your soul energies and the energies from your higher guidance.
That concludes introducing you to the five pillars for soul purpose success. Now we'll go ahead and wrap this up with the series mission summary.
Let's step back. What I've been talking about are five core components of what it takes to accomplish greater freedom, greater ease, greater revenue, we'll talk about that in a moment too, and a greater sense of confidence in this paradigm, in this concept of bring heaven to earth through your soul purpose success. Point number one is know your destiny. If you don't know your destiny, if you don't have a sense of soul purpose, if you don't have a sense of a higher calling in life, then you and I need to talk. And if you don't find that kind of, I'm going to call it a building block. I'm going to call it a foundation core flooring of your awareness. If you don't have that, life is going to be more chaotic, less fulfilling, less valued, by you. When you do have a sense of destiny, purpose, higher calling, then things make a lot more sense as to what it is you're here to do and why certain people and experiences are not to be part of your inventory of life experiences. And why certain people, certain projects, certain experiences are meant to be a part of your life experience. The second component I mentioned is the impactor factors. These are those life-forming, life-molding experiences that are critically important to understand how they have trained you, how they have preened you to be who you are today and who you are becoming, so that you can appreciate yourself much more and so that you can have a more deliberate, we'll call it deliverance, of your gifts, your transformation, what I call in my core courses of people who study with me to get their soul purpose brilliance activated, I call this your blessing, your transformational soul purpose blessing that you bring to people. And until you really get the deeper dive understanding of how your life has made certain traits, characteristics, skills, tools, talents as part of the matrix of you, then it's almost like leaving money on the table. It's almost like leaving love, self-love, on the table. The more you appreciate yourself and the more you honor the path you've been on, the more you will be able to be of greater service to others, and the more you will be able to create a happy life, which only you can give you. Only you can give you a happy life. The third component is what I've referred to as energy management. This, as I said before, is a skill and it is a must for your ongoing development of the most congruent soul alignment that you can have as a soul in a human body. I mentioned intuition. This is the dial-up connection between you and your higher worlds. And nowadays, the truth is that what we see with our physical eyes is not what we necessarily get. Things are happening in this world where they may look right, they may have every appearance of being good and wholesome and the right thing and the right one, only to find out that those people, those circumstances, the designers of those kinds of events, projects, whatever, or the people themselves have created themselves deliberately and with great skill to look like and appear to be what they want others to see. It is not necessarily the truth. And I know all of you on this call know exactly what I mean. I don't think I need to say more about that. Intuition is also critical for you to have your reservoir of certainty, your reservoir of certainty that you are on track with your soul's mission, your soul's mission to be the most receptive to your soul's transmissions. Intuition is the language, is the matrix to allow for that. And then finally, inner peace. Inner peace in terms of being able to get into a calm, quiet, nurturing, soothing, and dynamically alert place within your inner sanctuary, so that no matter what the outer world is presenting, no matter what you are emotionally or physically feeling in your own human experience, there is still the ability to do your very best to get into a detached, ever-present, peaceful place from which to then assess what's going on and what needs to happen. Now, I mentioned earlier at the beginning of this call that I had a mission, and my mission in this call is to stir you, is to awaken something in you that might have been either in denial or asleep or confused. My job in this call is to wake that part up and invite that part to come out into your world. I'm inviting you all to have a complimentary, which means no cost, soul purpose and success activation strategy call with me. Fill out that application if you would like to have some time with me. And that URL is a little long. I'm sorry. It's entrepreneursoulcoach.com/blog/application-form. Let me tell you who this strategy session is not for. It's not for somebody who is too afraid to embrace who they really are and what they are cut out for in this lifetime. Honestly, if anybody were to get through my interview filters and you actually made it to a call like that, you would be really uncomfortable because the spiritual charged energy of these activation calls are such that you would just be uncomfortable. You would either have to expand and allow your heart to open and love yourself to higher levels of success and fulfillment, or you'd want to get so far away from me, and I would totally allow you to do that because you would be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, who this application form is for is somebody who knows the kind of income you've been having and you want more. And you want more income through a higher spiritual paradigm where you are no longer really sacrificing and running yourself ragged at the expense of balance and quality of life. No, now you are at a place where you are so ready to learn higher psychic and intuitive skills, where you are ready to get more detail about your soul purpose journey and your soul purpose blessing to humankind, that this is an opportunity for you to really, really own it once and for all. So those are two extreme ends of the continuum of who my activation strategy session is for.
This concludes the entire suite of excerpts of the Bring Heaven to Earth for Soul Purpose Success series. I hope this information has really spurred you to reevaluate and redesign and look more deeply into how you spend your time, where you're going in this lifetime. I know that when we get so very, very busy, we're in our life so much that sometimes it is challenging to step out of our life, to stand in the designer, creator, powerful being that we are. I leave you with this thought. These five pillars, when properly implemented and honored and contemplated and then designed, do indeed create a pathway for you to have an exquisite life where you stand solidly in a great state of self-love, self-worth, clarity of life direction, access to the most exquisite layers of creative brilliance, and that is precisely what I want for you. Thank you for listening. Please do contact me for your activation session, and I leave you with a prayer. God bless and much love.